Saturday night was far from being the loneliest night of the week during the good old golden days of radio, for Saturday night provided lots of friends for folks out there in Radioland. Remember your friend Chester A. Riley and his friends, including Digby Odell, the friendly undertaker? Remember the panel and the juvenile jury? And remember Lionel Barrymore as the mayor of the town, with his housekeeper Marilli, played by Agnes Moorhead. And you remember the fun we used to have listening to a radio program that had a great abundance of visual appeal?
Hello there. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play Truth or Consequences. Yes, Truth or Consequences, the show that does everything on the air, brought to you by Dove, the soap that does everything in your wash. Now, here's that Saturday night fixture, the original front parlor cut-up with his new friend, the walking man, Ralph Truth or Consequences Edwards.
Well, thank you very much, Harlow Wilcox, and greetings, party players. And if Chester A. Riley is listening, ooh, what happened to him? We make our first phone calls for walking man winners tonight. But remember, you must be at the phone number given on your entries. But first, a special announcement for the ladies. Wait till I blow the suds off of... There we are. Thank you. Try Does next wash day, ladies, and discover that right down the wash line, Does does everything. Hello, how are you? What'd you say?
Fine.
Fine, yes. I thought Harlow wrote that very well for me to read, didn't you think?
Yes, he did.
What is your name, sir?
Chinnery.
Sir?
Red Chinnery.
What's that?
Red Chinnery.
Oh, I hadn't noticed it on you there, but it's nice to have you, Mr. Chinnery. Where are you from?
Hawthorne.
Good. Here's a question. Where's Hawthorne?
Southern California.
No, that isn't the question, but I mean, that's it. Mrs. Arthur, what is your occupation?
Steelworker.
Oh,
steel rigger.
Sort of in the same business. I'm stealing from the... All right. Mrs. Arthur S. Nelson of Des Moines, Iowa. Any family, Mr. Chinnery?
Yes, sir.
How many?
Wife and daughter.
Good. What's the daughter's name?
Phyllis.
What is it that men get from their favorite newsstand and women get from their favorite dress shop? Truth or consequences? My, if that guy Riley is, takes after us like he said he was going to do. What is it that men get from their favorite newsstand and women get from their favorite dress shop? The new look. Forget to get a look. All right, well, you haven't told the truth, so you must pay the consequence. Wasn't that exciting, Mr. Chinnery?
Oh, terrible.
Doggone, I got a terrific reaction from you. We're not keeping you up, are we?
Oh, no.
Where is this steel working that you do?
Out in Safeway Scaffold, out in Culver City.
Yeah, well, you're Safeway. You're safe out there. All right, now, Mr. Chinnery, your consequence is really simple. All we want you to do is put on a tuxedo and pretend you're Ralph Edwards, the master of ceremonies of Truth or Consequences. Want to do that for the next few minutes?
Yes, sir.
Now, this will be a real test because people will try to get you to say your real name. But if you keep up the pretense that you are Ralph Edwards, Master of Ceremonies of Truth or Consequences, all during your consequence, we'll award you $50 in cash. Now run off stage and get into your tuxedo. Will you do that? Fine, Al Pasco will take you up. He's a silent man, but he's strong, and he's in there. Remember, no matter what happens, $50 if you pretend to be no one else but me, Ralph Edwards. There he goes. Gone, can't hear. What's going to happen to him? A few minutes ago, if you were listening to NBC, and I hope you were, I hope you're listening every Saturday night, you heard me heckling Chester A. Riley on the Life of Riley program. He was really burned at me because he lost a chance at $1,000, and then as a consolation prize, I gave him a trip to Vermont. But the trip turned out to be a trip on a trolley car to Vermont Avenue here in Los Angeles. So Riley really was burned. Now, in the past 4 years, William Bendix, who is Riley, has thrown himself so much into the role of Riley, he practically has become Chester A. Riley. So I asked Bill Bendix if he would continue his gripe at me as Riley and come on over here to Truth or Consequences and help us out with our first consequence, the one that Mr. Chinnery is preparing for now. Mr. Chinnery has to pretend he is Ralph Edwards, Master of Ceremonies of Truth or Consequences, or lose his $50. So when Riley storms in here, ready to tear Ralph Edwards limb from limb, he'll ask, who is Ralph Edwards, you see? And Mr. Chinnery must say he is, or lose the $50. Of course, he may lose his head, too, because I told Riley to pour it on him, you know, and we may have a few things to help Riley out, you can't tell. So let's get Mr. Chinnery back here in his tuxedo coat and a little dicky shirt we gave him, and then we'll have Bill Bendix enter as Riley and go to work. All right. Oh, here we are. Turn on the microphone, Johnny Pollock. Say, you really made a fast change. Turn around so I can see you, Mr. Chinnery. How are you now?
Fine.
Let's hear you talk like Ralph Edwards.
This is Ralph Edwards.
Oh, you sound just like I do. All right. I could hardly tell the difference if you weren't wearing the tuxedo. All right. Now, your consequence is to pretend you're the master of ceremonies. Truth or consequence, for the next 5 minutes, you'll take my place and give out the questions and the consequences. Now, here are a couple of pies for you to play with and some seltzer water, you know, huh?
Yeah.
You know, you'll give it to the people.
Yeah, why, sure.
Oh, sure. We'll set the pies there and the seltzer water. Just give any consequence you want. Are you willing?
I'm willing.
All right. Bring in our next contestant, please.
Oh, here comes your first test case. And Mr. Chinnerine, I think his name is Riley.
Get out of my way, Everett. Where is that guy, Edward?
Just tell me where Edward is. I dare him to face my fate.
Now, excuse me, sir. What is your name?
My name is Chester A. Riley.
Oh, who are you looking for?
I am looking for that wise Alec who calls himself Ralph Edwards.
Oh.
Yeah, the Salto who sent me to Vermont the street instead of Vermont the country.
Yeah.
Give me that Salto water. Who is Ralph Edwards?
Now, wait. That's about Riley. Don't get excited, please. Now, I can stop this, but it'll cost you $50. Now, Mr., your name is what?
Ralph Edwards.
Ralph Edwards. Well, Riley, that Ralph Edwards is a hot one, huh?
Here you are, squirt. Make fun of a Riley, will you? Take that.
Hey, Ralph Edwards.
Riley, hold it. Well, getting a little of your own medicine, huh, Ralph Edwards?
Sure.
I'm thinking of what you did, Edwards. I boiled.
Well, never mind.
Disgraced me in front of my family. Lowered me in the eyes of Digger O'Dell. There's a pie. Give me that pie.
Oh, no, Riley. Wait a minute. Not the pie. Now, wait a minute. It's a pie this time. You surrender?
Oh, I'm still Ralph Edwards.
Is Ralph
Edwards? Oh, big pie face.
Oh, no.
Ralph Edwards.
Okay, you win your $50. And now, Riley, no, not the other pie.
No.
Now, listen, Riley, don't get so wrapped up in your part. Remember, I'm Edwards.
Oh, you're Edwards,
yeah.
Huh? Well, tell that dopey brother of yours, Ralph, to lay off, or I'll hit him with another pie like this.
Not me, Riley!
Riley! Aren't we devils?
Oh, those were the days. Lots of fun on Saturday nights from Truth or Consequences. And remember those great contests that Ralph Edwards had, the Walking Man and the Hush contests. Lots of memories from Saturday night from not so long ago. Other Saturday night programs we remember, well, how about Roy Rogers, the Mystery Playhouse. Remember Can You Top This, Leave It to the Girls, Judy Canova, and the Grand Old Opry. The Chicago Theater of the Air was heard on Saturday nights. And there was another Saturday night program that we fondly remember. Right now, the magic of radio takes us to the 8th Street Theater in Chicago. Remember this sound?
Come on, Arky. You're next with You Know What.
You bet your life, Joe. We'll show the folks that 10 years of square dancing ain't slowed us down a bit. Come on, everybody. Get your party here. I'm trying to call it out square dance style. And here we go.
I want to dance with you tonight.
I'm busy right now, Lou. The next thing.
Ah, yes, Saturday night in the old hayloft. Ha ha, yes, sir, at the National Barn Dance. Saturday night may have been the middle of the weekend, but it was the end of a week of great entertainment during radio's golden age. And as an end to our trip through the dials, recalling the nostalgic sounds of a week that was, we'll tune into one more program from a Saturday night of not so long ago. Remember this familiar Saturday night sound?
That's American.
Your Hit Parade, starring Frank Sinatra with Lynn Murray, the Lucky Strike Orchestra, Eileen Wilson, Ken Lane, and the Hit Paraders.
Put your dreams away for another day, and I will take their place in your heart.
Say, don't forget to keep a lighted lucky burning in the window for us, friends, because right now it's time to say,
so long for a while. That's all the song for a while.
This is FS for LS, Frank Sinatra for Lucky Strike, saying goodnight for all of us. Many thanks, Eileen Wilson and Lynn Murray, for being with us. We've enjoyed having you. Next week, Burl Davis and Axel Stordahl return from the vacations. You'll find the whole family right here at home on your Hit Parade next Saturday night. See you then.
Good night now.
So long.